setting the pace on the pursuit of happiness. This is The Ken Coleman Show, where you discover what you were born to do and how to make it happen. Now, helping you get unstuck and on the path to your dream job, America's career coach, Ken Coleman.
All right, folks, welcome to a conversation about you, specifically what you were born to do. You were created to contribute. And we want to look at your professional purpose and let you see how it ties to your personal purpose. You were, in fact, created to contribute through your work. You are needed and you must do it. You know that you want more. If you're just in an okay job, or maybe if you're in a crappy job, you know there's more. And I want to help you see that a job, work, can be something that fulfills you financially and purposefully. Money and meaning, income and impact. It's possible. Can you imagine getting excited? Heading into work on Monday morning. Heading home on a Friday afternoon. Exhausted, but exhilarated. Heart full. Because you used your talent, what you do best, to perform your passion, work you love, to produce missional results that matter deeply to you. It's possible, and we want to help you get there. So one of the ways that you get there is by moving up. It is specifically stage 5 of the 7 stage. Quick review of the 7 stages that I teach and are in the new book, From Paycheck to Purpose. Stage 1 is get clear. Stage 2 is get qualified. Stage 3 is get connected. Stage 4 is get started. Stage 5 is get promoted. Stage 6 is get the dream job. And stage 7 is you give yourself away. You're in the dream job and now you're expanding the dream and you're working not for income. It's all impact. The income is there. All the things are there, but it's really about legacy at this point. So stage 5 is get promoted. So one of the ways that you get promoted is by improving, establishing, building a personal brand. So I want to look at 5 ways, just to lead off the show today, I want to teach on 5 ways to build a good or a positive personal brand. Number one, before I get into the 5, let me just set something up. You can't build, or you shouldn't rather, build a brand or begin the process of building a brand until you actually know what your current brand is. All right, so, you know, quick setup here. Brand, right? The idea is that we hear of brands like a Nike. Let's take Nike, for example. And yes, that's the brand. But then when we take a personal context on brands, like when you hear Nike, what do you think of? That is the brand. The brand is the swoosh, right? And the name Nike. Yes. But the real brand is what people think of it when they hear it. And so we talk about personal brand. When people hear your name, when they see you walk up, what do they think? So before we begin building a positive brand, a good brand, I want you to get aware. Self-awareness is huge. So this is, again, a little bit uncomfortable and a bit of a painful process at times, because you're going to hear things that maybe you don't want to hear. But if you didn't know it, you got a blind spot. Boy, it's sure nice to have our blind spots removed. Painful, yes, but always good. And so you want to get around people that are truth tellers, who know you well enough and aren't just going to tell you what you want to hear. That doesn't do anybody any good. So before we start building the brand and using these 5 steps, techniques, we've got to know what our current brand is. Oh, I thought it was this. This is what it is. So we start somewhere, and we start with awareness. Now, here are the 5 things. Number 1, you got to know where you are good and where you are great in work, at work. This is just talent. Where you are good, where you are great as it relates to work. We're talking about a professional brand here. So it starts with, okay, I know that I am good or great at this because others have told me. This is not personal reflection. You can do it if you want, but it better match up to what truth tellers are telling you. So let's just look at my current brand. Where am I good? Where am I great? Where do I want to be good? Where do I want to be great? That's where we start. Okay, because if I'm trying to build a personal brand, I got to go, where am I good? Where am I great? Where do I want to be good? Where do I want to be great? Number 2, what do I love to do? I got to be clear on this. This is talent, passion, mission. Passion's number 2. What do you love to do? You got to know that so that when you're talking to people, it just becomes a part of your everyday language. And that's how you are building a brand. People go, man, this guy, this gal, well, they get fired up when they talk about this. Boy, you can just see it. They light up. Number three, results that matter deeply to you. Get clear on your values. How do you want your work to create results that align with your values? You got to be clear on that. You got to know. Again, same thing in conversation. Well, I care deeply about this, this, and this, and this. And people begin to say, oh, there's somebody that is passionate towards a missional result. That's what you want people to say about you. That's a positive personal brand. Number four, always be learning. You want a positive personal brand. You want people to think of you, talk about you in a way they go, this person's always learning, learning something new, reading something new, taking more training, getting better. That's the idea. And then number five, always be growing. Now, this is not so much educational. This is reputational, right? This is character. In the book, From Paycheck to Purpose, I write about the five qualities that make you promotable. This is the idea. I'm always growing, developing. I'm learning, yes, knowledge. Think of that as more of technical nature, certainly as a professional context. But then I'm also developing my personal attributes, my character traits. Me, the person, because I cannot separate my professional duties and responsibilities from my personal qualities. I can't. In fact, the point I'm making here is that you want to intertwine those. So if you want to develop a positive personal brand, those are the five things. Know what you're really, really good at. Know what you're really, really great at. Try to do as much of that as you possibly can. Now you're operating in excellence. That's good for the brand. Number two, know what work you love to do. You need 80% of your day doing stuff that gives you the juice, as I like to say here. Trust me, people start talking about that. Wow, they just see you bouncing around like Tigger. Eyes lit up, heart on fire. What results matter deeply to you? This is where principle comes in. People just know this is a person of high character and principle. They're about their values. Number four, always be learning. Remember this, you're the forever student. People go, they're insatiable. Boy, they're always trying to get new knowledge. And then obviously number five is all about character development. Hey, in areas where you are weak when it comes to character and character traits and personality traits, you can work on those. You can become really, really great in those things. So work on those. And you watch where you maybe had a poor reputation before. It will take time to rebuild a brand that is not good. But I'm telling you, it is time well invested because you will make your reputation better, but it's going to take time. People got to see it, not hear it. That's why it takes time, but it's worth it all the time because people just say, this is a high quality person right here. That's what you're trying to do. You want your personal brand and people go, that's good stuff. Respect, credibility, likability, high character. That's what you're looking for in your personal brand. Think of your name, just like Nike and any other big brand puts itself out there. What is the perception? You can do this. Start building today.
If you can't seem to shake the feeling that you were meant for more than a mediocre job, you're right. You were created to fill a unique role that you're excited about. That's why I wrote my new book, From Paycheck to Purpose, The Clear Path to Doing Work You Love. It's available for pre-order now. This book has a step-by-step plan to help you start doing work that matters. Plus, if you pre-order From Paycheck to Purpose today, you'll receive our Get Hired bonus pack for free, which is $100 value. Pre-order now for only $20 and get over $100 in bonus items at RamseySolutions.com.
Welcome back to the Ken Coleman Show, helping you get clear so you can get qualified, helping you get connected so that you can get started, helping you get promoted so that you can get the dream job and give yourself away, living and working like very few people on purpose. Greatness is there for you. Your great contribution. It doesn't have to be great in everybody else's mind. That's not what this is about. This is about you being the best version of you and making the contribution that you were created to make. One of the ways you can do that is by using good resources. A lot of people considering moving. 55% now is the latest number I'm seeing from Microsoft. You know, people thinking, I'm actively going to move this year, and the time is moving on. And people are going to keep making changes even through the next year. It's just that's the season we're in. And if you're worried about all of the suck and the yuck, I like to call it, of applying and not hearing anything back and, you know, never even getting even the cricket noise, right? It's so quiet out there. It's like, I applied. I don't feel like my resume is being seen. Well, it probably isn't. That's why I endorse the best hiring site in the United States, ZipRecruiter. They are easy. They make the process easy. One click on your profile at ZipRecruiter.com/Ken. You get everything loaded. They start pitching. You're not reapplying. You're not submitting all kinds of new resumes. They're actively pitching you as your recruiter. And they give you updates when people look at your profile, when people like your profile, when people ask for your contact info, and companies can contact you directly. It's so easy. And it's a no-brainer because it's free. Their candidates are three times as likely to get hired. They've got companies that are looking for talent. I would put myself out there if I were you. ZipRecruiter.com/Ken. It's the easy way, best way to get hired. Go ZipRecruiter.com/Ken. 844-747-2577 is the phone number. Let's go now to Dallas, Texas, where Lane joins us. Lane, you're on the Ken Coleman Show.
Hey, Ken, how are you?
I'm living the dream, Lane. What's going on?
Well, so I have a job. It's not, the job's not bad, but my boss is, the best way I could describe him is a narcissist.
Oh, boy.
And we are running at about half staff. We're all running like chickens with our heads cut off. And if we try to pitch a new idea, we're condemned for it. If I need to pick up supplies from various places, if they need to be picked up, I'm instructed to pick up from one, and I say, hey, I'm going to be in the area to pick up from the other one. Would you like me to knock out two birds with one stone? And I'm met with a response resembling, no, why are you coming up with a question before even asking what I had said or what I've requested of you? Nothing is ever his fault. I've been reprimanded in front of clients. I don't know. Now we're to the point where I think last week I put in over 55 hours and I live an hour away. I just started back in school, and so I'm trying to juggle that, and I have a significant other and a child.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like I'm drowning, and I don't know what to do. Like, I've come to the point where there's been a few times that I've almost just walked out and said, nope, I'm done, but I've got to pay for school. I've got to support my family.
Yeah.
I'm stuck.
No, you're not. You think?
I feel stuck. That's why I called.
Yeah, no, I appreciate it, but I'm not trying to be glib. I'm telling you, you aren't stuck. This is the hottest job market we've ever seen in the United States, and you've got a lot to offer. You're in a major metropolitan area where jobs are ripe. They're all over the place, and I agree with you that let me say it this way. I'm happy you haven't walked out. Don't walk out until we got something to walk into. So
right.
That becomes your full-time job. You are looking like crazy. You're putting yourself out there. This is called the Great Resignation. Nobody's looking down their nose at somebody looking for something better. Don't throw him under the bus. Don't take all that crap with you to the next place. You're just in a horrible leadership position. You're done with this guy. He's not going to change. So the handwriting is as clear as it can possibly be. It's in bold Sharpie that it's time for you to move on. So go find something. And what you're going to do is steel yourself. Your mindset is going to be, okay, I've made the decision. I'm leaving, so there's nothing more to stress out about. I'm going to come in, and I'm going to put up with his crap, and I'm going to do a good job, and I'm going to bite my lip, my tongue, bite a stick, whatever, and I'm not going to you know, blow the place up, you know, and blow everybody else up and give him my mind's eye and all that kind of stuff. I'm not going to do that. I'm going to leave with class and blow this guy away with kindness. And I'm so grateful that I'm committing today to do this, that I can put up with this crap as long as it takes to get out. That's the whole approach.
All right.
Now, I thought you were going to react differently than that.
Did you think I was going to come off angry?
No.
Or did you think I was going to come off?
I thought you were going to get.
Like,
I thought you were going to go
excited.
Yeah, I thought you were going to be excited that I just pushed you that hard to leave. I thought you were going to be like, "Great, that's exactly what I was thinking, Ken. Thanks."
I mean, I'm excited to do it. I'm just there's coworkers there that are not bad that I have developed relationships
Doesn't
with.
Doesn't matter.
The job itself is not bad.
Is this okay? Let me just ask you this: is this fixable? Can you fix this guy?
Can I fix him? No. Many have tried.
Okay, then. So why are we still talking about this?
Right. I think you're making excuses.
You're making excuses.
Yeah.
And I'm not going to tell you what I think the excuse is, but the fact that I just gave you that pep talk based on the reality of what you've reported to me, and your first response is nothing, and then you go, "Well, I'm excited about it, Ken, but I've got good relationships with people there, and I kind of like the job." So that tells me you're scared to look for something else because you may not find a better situation. And as crappy as it is, you're scared that there might not be something better. That's what I think.
You're right.
So then don't. You bullcrap me. It's not about the people. I'm sure you like them, but that's not why you're having hesitation. Am I right or am I wrong?
You're right.
Well, then don't blame them. They didn't do anything to you. Say, you know, "Hey, I'm scared, Ken." Well, there's nothing to be scared of. You've almost quit several times with no backup plan. I'm telling you to not quit until you have something to walk easily into. There's no cliff diving advice on this show. So stop overthinking it and stop being worried and take that worry and turn it into action and go find another gig that's in a better environment and do your homework and talk to people that work there, find out about that leader. It's either that or you just get over the fact that this guy's a really bad leader. It's your decision. I mean, honestly, it all comes down to your ability to put up with this leader crap. That's what it comes down to. If you think you could put up with it, then stay. It doesn't sound like to me you can put up with it much longer.
Yeah, like, I mean, that's why I come to the calling you.
Right, but then when I tell you to leap, you go, "You know what you were really thinking?" That pause said that you were thinking, "Are you serious, Ken?" You're like,
"Yeah.
Really? Really, Ken?" "Yeah, really, Lane. I mean, come on, man. This is too much talking. Start doing." You know, it's funny when callers will say sometimes, like, "Oh, you're right, Ken." And I'll kind of glibly go, "I know." And I'm not being glib or arrogant. Do you know how I know? Because I've heard these calls, number one. But number two, and most importantly, I've had all these thoughts. I know what you folks are thinking. I know what you're feeling. I've been there. But here's the deal. Thoughts, feelings, all of that stuff doesn't change the facts. If science has proven that the sun is hot, and when I go outside and I stand under the sun and I begin to sweat profusely, the facts are that the sun is hot. I can think, "Well, it's not that hot." I can feel, "Oh, it's not that hot." It doesn't change the facts. It's hot. Lane, the facts are, this dude's not going to change. The facts are, you're ready to quit. So your feelings and thoughts don't matter. It's time to move on. Let's go. Get after it. This is the Ken Coleman Show. Hey folks, Ken Coleman here with you. When it comes to looking for a job, most people would probably agree that the whole experience is not fun. But it doesn't have to be this way. ZipRecruiter gets it. In fact, they've actually figured out ways to make the job search process better and easier. And candidates who are invited to apply on ZipRecruiter are nearly three times as likely to get hired. So what are you waiting for? Sign up for free today at ZipRecruiter.com/Ken. That's ZipRecruiter.com/Ken. It's absolutely free. Put ZipRecruiter to work for you. Welcome back to the Ken Coleman Show, where we help you discover what you were born to do, and then we help you come up with a plan to make that a reality. And life is just too short to be working a 9-to-5 job, just living for the weekend, and that's what we're here to help you avoid. 844-747-2577, 844-747-2577. Let's go to St. Louis, Missouri, where Anthony joins us on the line. Anthony, you're on the Ken Coleman Show.
Hey, Ken, this is crazy. I'm actually on the phone with you, like super crazy. I don't know how many YouTube videos I've watched of you, Dave Ramsey, Anthony O'Neill, all of you guys, but it's crazy.
Well, I got to tell you, I think it's crazy that I'm talking to Anthony. I mean, yeah, I'm like, hey, I'm talking to Anthony. You know what I'm saying?
It's crazy. But yeah, I was listening to your podcast and I'm like, I should call this guy.
Yeah.
What time is it?
Yeah, you know, exactly. That's kind of why I'm here, to talk to you.
So I'm going to try and give you my question as simply as I can. It's more of a guidance question, but I work three jobs. Essentially, I work three jobs. I work from home. I work for enterprise. It's a good job. My shift is from like 5 a.m. to 3 p.m. Like sometimes I work till 4. My flex between those hours are 5 to 7. I just have to clock in by like 7:29, but I work basically within that window. That way I can get my daughter on and off the bus, you know, so I can be available to, you know, take care of her and stuff. So I work that job. I also work in ministry. I guess we'll call it bivocationally, but I'm a resident. And then my third job is I started a business, and I got my LLC in August, and that wasn't really even the plan, but I just felt like, you know, if I'm going to do this, I'm going to do this right and keep business and personal finances separate, get my tax write-offs, and just enjoy being a blessing to people doing this. It's a detailing job, by the way, auto detail, exterior, interior.
How much money are you making on it?
So for right now, since I just, you know, because you have to put money into, you know, the business and invest into it before you start to see some. I would say after this month, I'll actually start to see a quote unquote profit. So I looked last month and it was, or actually like two nights ago, and I think I've made $1,700. And just doing, and mind you, I'm only doing this on the weekend, like Friday, Saturday, two to three cars, you know, to keep my work life, family life balance, so I don't basically, you know, get kicked out of the house because I'm doing too much.
Right. Okay, yeah, so what's your question for me?
So my question is, I'll roll this in as well. I also am doing Linux studies for IT because I'm really interested in IT. And I'd like to get into something within that role because it's not quite what I'm doing at enterprise. I'm working in information management, but it's not my dream. You know, it's just, that's more of like a job. It's good hours. It gives me some consistency and a little to take care of the family. So my question is, am I doing too much? Do I need to just, I'm just that guy that like has gifts and talents and stuff. And a couple of them, just people offer me jobs or to make money doing it, you know? And so like, how do you say no to that? You know, like, oh, somebody wants to pay me $300 to clean their car. Sure.
Well, yeah. You know? Okay. But if your question,
my question is, am I doing too much, or how do I find a balance in what I'm doing? Because my, like,
simple, here's the deal. I don't know if you're doing too much because your wife's not sitting here with me right now. But if she were sitting here with me right now, I'd know pretty darn fast. So I don't know. I mean, you see where I'm going with this? So here's how I determine if I've got too much else going on. Okay. I have two primary purposes. I am a Ramsey personality, an employee of Ramsey Solutions. I've got the Ken Coleman Show and all the things I got to do. All right. That is my primary work, profession, responsibility. I am the husband, rather, of Stacy. I am the father of Ty, Chase, and Josie. And thus, their myriad of responsibilities that require my time and attention there is my other priority. Those are my two priorities. And if I'm doing something outside of those two things that is hurting or limiting my full engagement and doing the best that I can do in those two responsibilities, then I am officially doing too much. It's that simple. However, if I do something else, which I don't, but if I did, a hobby or side hustle, okay, so golf, let's just pick golf, and I played so much golf that like when I'm at home, I barely see my kids or my wife on the weekend, that's a problem. Mm-hmm. If I've got a side hustle that I'm doing at night when I'm done here at Ramsey Solutions or on the weekends and I don't see my wife and kids, or it's got me so exhausted that it begins to affect my performance at Ramsey Solutions, that's a problem. So by that definition, I'm doing too much. If it is not affecting my primary, most important responsibilities, then it's not too much. That's the best I can answer the question that you've put before me.
It's a really good answer.
And now let me be more specific. If someone says to me, hey, will you clean my car? It doesn't mean that you automatically go, yeah, you got $300? Yeah. The answer might be yes, but it might be 3 weekends from now during my slots that I normally do cars, not, yeah, I'll find a way to fix it in. So if you're having a hard time saying no, you need to ask yourself, what's really behind me having a hard time saying no?
Yeah, I mean, I'm utilizing calendars for everything, and me and my wife use a shared calendar to kind of...
None of that matters. None of that matters.
Yeah.
Bottom line, Anthony, if your wife was sitting next to me at the desk, what would she say?
What she would say, which she wanted, well, we got in a small disagreement because whenever you, and with this business, I have the ability to scale back. And mind you, I was going to literally like not work towards the winter. So my fiscal year is like November 31st.
You didn't answer my question, Anthony. You're a really good dude. You know, you called me up. You know, I'm going to coach you. You're just trying to walk around your elbow to get to your nose. What would your wife say if she was at the desk with me right now? If I said, what's your wife's name, by the way?
Brittany.
What if I said, Brittany, is Anthony doing too much? What would she say?
Okay, I was almost getting there. So I'll just shorten it. So
No. I'm not going to let you do this.
My wife is okay with me doing the LLC, but she asked me specifically for a day, a family day, and I try to only do these details on Saturdays or whatever, early in the morning, and be done by the afternoon.
Okay, then there's the answer.
She wanted a morning block.
She would say. So Brittany would say, "Hold on." So Brittany would say, yes, he's doing too much, but if he gives us this family time, I'm good with it. My man.
Yes.
I'm glad you called me, and I am humbled and honored at the nice things you said, but I'm trying to coach you up. There's your answer. You got to give her that family day, and you better stay in tune with her and the kiddos as to what that looks like going forward, because you're such a hard worker. You got a deep desire. You got lots of ideas. You want to get into technology. But if you're not careful, you're going to explore your way into relationship problems.
Yeah. I tend to be a workaholic.
Well, you know? Here's what I would want to know if I were you. I'd go see a counselor. If you really believe that about yourself, that's serious enough to where you need to sit down with a counselor.
I do actually have a counselor that I see.
Well, then what's the variable of... Well, then if you're not aware of it, you need to find out why you are a workaholic. And the answer, I can tell you, unprofessional answer here, but you're trying to dull the pain. You're trying to distract yourself from the pain by staying busy all the time. That's my unprofessional opinion. I'm pretty sure it's right. But again, take that to your counselor. You guys are already talking about stuff, other stuff. And I'm just going to tell you, anybody that is a workaholic, There could be a myriad of reasons that lead to it, all combining, could be one driving reason, but I'm going to tell you what it is. Without the details, anybody that's just putting all themselves into work, it's that they're trying to prove something to somebody or they're trying to distract themselves from some pain. It's that simple. You're not meant to work all that time. This is The Ken Coleman Show. Welcome back to The Ken Coleman Show, where we help you get unstuck. We help you move from paycheck to purpose. Speaking of which, out on the book tour, and it's going fun. I love being amongst the people, and I get wrapped up in the studio all the time. And I love being in the studio because I was able to talk to a whole lot more people. But I do like being among the people because, don't forget, folks, I am a man of the people. 844-747-2577. 844-747-2577. KenColeman.com for details on the book tour and the book and all the things. It's a great resource for you. Just one click away, KenColeman.com. All right, back to the phones we go. Wilmington, Delaware. Terry is there. Terry, you're on the Ken Coleman Show.
Yo, Ken, what's going on, my man?
My man, I am coaching you right now. That's what's going on.
Yeah, man. So just a little background about myself. I'm a, I was in the military, did 2 combat tours overseas.
Wow. Thank you for your service, by the way. You're a great American.
Thank you, sir. I've led teams. I led crews, up to 9 teams with 5 guys on each crew. I've done a lot of great stuff earlier in life. And when I got out, I was like, I'm going to take a year off, get my mind right, get back to school and go climb a corporate ladder somewhere. Well, within that year, I got a union job and it pays great. My wife and I, we found Dave Ramsey. We started a family, we have all this stuff. And throughout our journey with the baby steps and all that, it just started to hit me that I don't have that drive anymore to come into work every day. And even though the money's great, we're financially safe and the family's doing great, it's just me, myself, I don't have that drive to wake up, be energetic about work, do my job efficiently and effectively, and then go home and be happy about it.
Yeah, I get it. So how can I help?
So I was thinking, and my wife is a stay-at-home mom right now, so I really want to just go back to school, get my degree, and, start that corporate ladder, but I don't know if I can actually do that because I am, I'm the one that's financially making the money, to keep us going. And do I leave, do I try to add on school on top of my job or do I just leave my job completely and go to school?
Well, the bigger question is not, do I go to school? The question is, why do you think you need to go to school? Are we going to school because it's the only way or the best way to get qualified to do what you want to do?
Yes and no.
That's impossible. So I have a two-part, I've got a two-part question here that really is what I ask everybody when they say, should I go back to school? Is it the only way? Is it the best way? It can't be yes and no. So is it, let's just go through my questions. Is it the only way?
My belief is yes.
What is it that you want to do?
I want to be in like management or project management. I like the idea of, having a budget and deadlines and building
I'm going to tell you right now. I'm going to tell you right now. You do not need a degree to become a project manager. I don't know who told you that. You got any evidence of that?
Well, the company that I work for, they have the job postings and all that. And they say, qualifications would have to be, at least an undergrad degree in business administration for project management, or in lieu of 10 to 12 years of that type of experience.
How long were you in the military?
10 years.
Yeah, I think there's a possibility that your 10 years in the military qualifies you for this position, and you're in a union job?
Yes.
And this job, is it union too? This one, this business administration, project management, blah, 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 is that union too?
No, it would be on the management side.
Yeah, so but you're in the building, yes or no?
Yes.
Why don't you walk over and talk to the person who's hiring for that position?
Okay.
I mean it. Walk in and go, hey, my name's Terry. I work over in this division over here. I'm a former combat vet and was in leadership for 10 years. I'm now in this job over here. And I know there's more for me. I want to get back into project management leading. I love the logistics side of things. I've got a lot of experience leading missions and a lot of logistics going into those missions. Is that a true statement so far?
Yes, sir.
Why don't you just go say that and look at him and go and just be straight up and go, look, I looked at the job and I would have applied the day it came out, but I don't have a degree in business administration. Do you have a degree at all?
No, sir.
Okay. So the reality is that you could say to them, I don't have this, but I've got real world experience. Is that a non-starter or are you willing to consider me? What do you have to lose? That's the first. The answer is nothing. So that's the first thing. I want you to just try that. You've got nothing to lose. Secondly, because of your service, you can pay for the school through the GI Bill. Yes or no?
Yes, sir.
So you don't have to sacrifice financially. So the way you positioned the question was kind of like, do I go back to school because I don't want to put my family in a bad financial position? And you're not in one now. You're doing the Ramsey Solutions way. You're walking the baby steps. You've got a really good paying job. So if you got to go to night school or do it online and stay in a day job and it takes you a little bit longer, there's no financial risk at all. Not to mention, you don't have to pay for it because of your service to our country and you deserve every freaking nickel of that. Okay? So there's no risk here. The real issue is you got to put yourself out there and look for jobs that are similar in nature to the one in your current company that don't require business administration degree. Because I'm telling you, with your background and your experience and your skill set, if you want to get into project management type work, I believe you can get that all over the place if you look for it diligently enough and you don't quit. That's my take. Did I answer everything in one fell swoop? I tried to cover everything in that one answer.
Yes, sir. And let me tell you, I am more pumped up than I have been in a long time.
Good.
So I appreciate it.
You bet. Listen to me. There's no financial risk at all. None. None in that plan. All right? And
yes,
don't
sir.
Assume that you need a degree. Keep looking, keep digging, all that stuff. Okay? And then we figure out what steps to take. But don't create this insurmountable hurdle in your mind without any facts. And I appreciate the call. You're a great American. You served us well. You put your life on the line. I'd lead with that, man. I'd lead with that. In fact, you know what? One homework assignment for you, Terry. Before you go to bed tonight, I want you to get out a piece of paper, or you can do it on a computer. I don't care. But I want you to list out all of the skills that the military gave you. And I want you to list out all of the relevant experience that leading a combat unit before battle and into battle, or in preparation for battle, whatever, list all the experience that is relevant to the type of work you want to do. I just want you to do that. And I want you to have that and look at it and stare at it to the point that you can recite it. You know it so well. Do you feel me, Terry?
Okay. Yes, sir.
Because I got a sneaky suspicion. Joe, I got a sneaky suspicion that old Terry's off the charts qualified to do the kind of logistical project manager. See, it's all about the mission. He's been trained, highly trained, to execute on a mission where people's lives are on the line. Come on. Come on. Show me the idiot leader that's going to look at Terry and go, well, I don't know if you can make sure that the boxes get from point A to point B or that all the people on this team get the marketing stuff done. Are you kidding me? Terry organized and led missions where lives were on the line. But I got a real heart for the military men and women who feel like their skills and experience aren't transferable. It just couldn't be any more of a lie from the pit of hell. Terry, you got this, man. Create a new narrative. Step into it confidently. My time is almost up. But remember, I don't know who needs to hear this, but you hear this. You matter. And you do have what it takes. Thank you for joining us. This is the Ken Coleman Show. Press on.
Thanks for listening to the Ken Coleman Show. For more, you can find the show on demand wherever you listen to podcasts and watch the show on YouTube. You can also find Ken across all social media by following at Ken Coleman.
Hey folks, I want you to check out our other Ramsey Network podcasts like The Christy Wright Show.
Hey y'all, I'm Christy Wright. You know, it's so easy to feel stuck. You live life just going through the motions, doing dishes, doing laundry, carpool lines, and a whole list of commitments that bring you no joy. We say yes to what everyone expects of us, and we have no energy or time for what we want. And let's be honest, most of the time, we don't even know what we want. Why do we live like that? God certainly never called us to. You know, I believe that the life God has for us is bigger and more amazing than any of us realize. That's why I want you to check out The Christy Wright Show. Every week, we will fire you up to break through what's holding you back and inspire you to create a life you love and are proud of. Each episode will help you build confidence in yourself and the God that created you.
Subscribe to The Christy Wright Show wherever you listen to podcasts.